Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the sometimes frustrating, often ugly world of home server SSL certificates. Ugh, those warnings, right?
Tell me about it. It's like a constant reminder of a problem you know you should fix, but never quite get around to. Especially with all those options that feel clunky.
Exactly. Self-signed certificates? Pain. Browser exceptions? Only work on one device. Ignoring the warnings? Please, I like my sanity. But guess what? There's a cleaner, prettier way. Free, even.
Free? I'm intrigued. Do tell.
Reverse proxy and DNS validation. Point your domain to a private IP. Use Let's Encrypt's DNS challenge. Boom. Valid SSL certs. No public exposure. No custom DNS server hassle, mostly.
Hold on, mostly? You mentioned an exception. What's the catch?
We'll get to that. But first, a word from our sponsor, Brilliant.org. They've got interactive courses on everything from math and computer science to how AI works. Perfect if you're, you know, worried about the robot uprising. Check them out. Brilliant.org/Wolfgang.
Right. Back to the SSL certificates. So you mentioned DuckDNS for a free domain. Smart.
Super easy to set up, but you can use a paid one too if you prefer a snazzier, shorter domain. Like, I use goose.party because why not?
Goose.party, I love it. Okay, so walk me through the reverse proxy setup.
Nginx Proxy Manager is my pick. Easy peasy. Docker is your friend here, streamlines the whole process. And that built-in Let's Encrypt DNS 01 verification? Chef's kiss. No open ports, no data leaving your network. Amazing.
But isn't there a reliance on port 80 with Let's Encrypt?
Normally, yes. But with DNS 01 validation, it creates a special DNS record to verify ownership. So no port 80 needed.
Ah, clever. And you get wildcard certificates too?
One certificate to rule them all. Less hassle, more secure. Now setting up Proxy Manager, Docker Compose is the way. Keeps everything tidy.
So no exposing other ports to the host, just Nginx on 80, 81, and 443? Got it.
Precisely. And the setup is straightforward. Grab the DuckDNS token, plug it into Nginx Proxy Manager, and you're off to the races. Unless you get a propagation error.
Oh no, propagation errors are the worst. What then?
Just bump up the propagation time in Let's Encrypt. Usually does the trick. Then, creating proxy hosts is simple. Domain, scheme, hostname, port, certificate, done. Forwarded to your apps like magic.
You mentioned a Home Assistant quirk?
Ah yes, you'll need to add your Nginx Proxy Manager's IP to its configuration file. A small tweak, but important.
And the mostly caveat about the DNS server.
Right, this method depends on internet connectivity for domain resolution. So for offline access, a local DNS like Pi-hole is your friend. Or, you know, host file entries if you're feeling old school. But less practical if you have multiple devices.
Makes sense, this is incredibly helpful. No more ugly SSL warnings.
Glad to hear it. That's all for today's deep dive into secure and stylish home servers. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. See you next time.
Goodbye.